Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Mix 94.1, it is Mercedes in the morning. I was just reading a story about a woman who, like just women in general, who give birth in weird places. Did you go into labor in an odd place? 702-364-9400. I guess I've never been there, but in Pennsylvania, there's a place called Sesame Place. It's like a Sesame Street theme park.
Oh.
And this happened like years ago, but I guess this lady was there and she had some cramps and she thought she just had to go to the bathroom. And instead, she gave birth. Like, she literally gave birth at Sesame Place in Pennsylvania.
Wow. I'm thinking about this now. And I just talked to a listener about this. A listener went into labor, I think it was like at a Battle for Vegas game. And I'm going to actually try and text them and see if they can call in. But crazy story, they were at Battle for Vegas. And I know you host that charity softball game,
yeah,
right?
it's fun. Every summer we do that. The Vegas Golden Knights, the Raiders face off against each other, play a game of softball.
Yeah, and then they said that basically when they heard your voice, the listener went and started to go into labor.
My voice was the catalyst? I seriously doubt that. But okay, yeah, text them. And then also call us right now, 702-364-9400. Did you ever go into labor in some odd place? Where was it? This text just came in. It says, I went into labor in a McDonald's parking lot. Was that before or after you got food, or did you just try to find a spot to have that baby? That was always my worst fear, is going into labor someplace that I couldn't control it. And I was actually induced both times, so I didn't have to worry about that. But oh my God, they're on the phone. That is so funny. Call us up. Let us know. Dominic and Driana.
Driana,
good morning, you guys. How are you?
Good morning. We're doing good. How are you?
Good. Okay, so tell us the story. Steph said you went into labor at Battle for Vegas. What happened?
Yeah, well, actually, I got the tickets from winning Heads Up on the air.
I love it.
It was, the game was the day before our due date, and we went through the whole day. There was no contractions or anything, and we got to the game, and as soon as you said, play ball, the contractions hit.
Stop it. The baby's like, all right, let's play ball. Oh my gosh. So did you go directly to the hospital at that point? What happened?
No. So I really did not want to sit in a hospital bed and stay in the hospital because I knew it was a long night ahead of me. So we ordered some chicken tenders. We sat in like the nice comfy sofas they have. And we sat there, ate, and watched the game. The rain started pouring and we stayed as long as we could. My husband had the contractions time, so we knew when it was go time. So we stayed as long as possible.
That's amazing. You literally, oh my gosh, you stayed. Like, they could have left, and you stayed for that.
And how long did you stay within that time when you're like, okay, it's time to go?
We stayed at least halfway through the home run derby.
Oh, stop
wow.
it.
We made it through the whole thing.
Oh, we did.
We made it through the whole thing. We started, the game started.
So I think you guys need to make that an annual thing where you join us at Battle for Vegas every year to celebrate the birth of, okay, like, what did you have? What is their name?
We had a boy. He's our first, and his name's Elijah.
Okay, we got to celebrate Elijah's birthday. It's not just Battle for Vegas. It's happy birthday, Elijah, don't you think?
Absolutely.
That's awesome.
That is amazing, you guys. Thank you so much for sharing that. Let's talk to Charisma. Charisma, did you go into labor in some odd place?
I did.
What happened?
Turn it down. I went into labor in the... There we go. I went into labor in the restroom of Greens and Proteins on Eastern.
No way. What happened? Yeah. Were you there? Did you already eat or what happened?
I was eating dinner and I was monitoring my contractions. And then all of a sudden I was like, I feel like I need to go to the bathroom. Went up. Someone was cleaning the women's restroom, actually, so they forced me to go into the men's restroom and my water broke everywhere.
Oh my gosh.
And then I felt so bad I cleaned it up.
You no. did. This is how tough women are. They're literally going to sit there and clean up their water breakage. They're going to sit there and eat chicken tenders while they're in labor. Like, I mean, do you agree, Charisma? We can pretty much do it all.
100%.
Absolutely.
My kids are in the car right now saying, what happened to you in the Greens
and Proteins? I love it. Oh, Charisma, that is great. Thank you so much.
Wow. What amazing stories. I don't have kids yet, so I'll be interested to know where I end up having labor.
Oh, my gosh. Hopefully it's not in a Greens and Proteins bathroom, but the texts we're getting from you guys are wild. This one says, we were at SeaWorld. After the fireworks, we couldn't get out. And turns out a woman was having a baby in the parking lot. This one says, my mom went into labor when she was singing in a choir.
Wow.
She stayed for the rest of the show in labor. And then this one says, one of my friends gave birth in her car on the way to the hospital. You guys are, you're amazing.
Wow.
Amazing. That's so great.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.